You are tuned to Radio Ukraine International. Next in line is Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events that took place in this country over the past week.
At the beginning of the week, the intensity of shelling at the positions of Ukraine's army in Donbas has intensified. The tension rose in the Luhansk sector, which used to be relatively calm. The Donetsk sector traditionally remains a hotspot on the map. The pro-Russian militants kept shelling the Ukrainian positions in Avdiivka and Zaitseve, Mayorsk and Piske. The strikes continued also in the Mariupol direction. On Wednesday evening, illegal armed groups attacked the Marinka entry and exit checkpoint in Donbas. This strike came from the militant-controlled village of Oleksandrivka. The militants used small arms. There were no casualties among the servicemen and civilians. Bodyguards did not fire back. As far as the fighting in eastern Ukraine doesn't stop, human rights violations remain a serious problem there. On Tuesday, Fiona Fraser, head of the UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission to Ukraine, reported on the human rights situation in Donbas and the number of victims during the conflict. While presenting the 19th UN report on the human rights situation in Ukraine, Fiona Fraser said, I quote, between May 15th and August 16th, 2017, the UN monitoring mission recorded 161 civilian casualties, including 26 civilians killed and 135 injured. That was 17% less compared to the previous three-month period. Nevertheless, the daily reality of sudden spikes and drops in armed hostilities, including shelling, continued to pose physical risks and psychological trauma, unquote. The UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission to Ukraine states the decrease in the number of civilian casualties caused by the Donbas conflict and calls on the parties to adhere to the ceasefire and the Minsk agreements.
You are listening to Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events that took place in this country over the past week.
A peacekeeping mission in the entire-occupied territory of Donbas and on the Ukraine-Russia border should be a key level to enforce the Minsk peace agreement, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has said. Poroshenko was speaking at the annual meeting of the Yalta European Strategy held in Kyiv on the 14th and 15th of September. We want peace, therefore we are very keen to implement our two-year-old initiative regarding the peacekeepers in Donbas, said the Ukrainian president. He also said, I quote, in the entire occupied territory of Donbas, we want control over the Russia-Ukraine border. No influence from the Russian military, Russian weapons or Russian munitions in order to return peace to Donbas, unquote. The president of Ukraine stressed that the peacekeepers are the key component of the strategy to return the occupied territory of Donbas back under Ukraine's control. He also reminded that Ukraine's goal is full membership of the European Union and North Atlantic Trade Organization. Our historic place is in the United European Family and the Transatlantic Western Alliance, he said. Our vocation is to become the eastern border of the European civilization. We are heading towards Ukraine's full membership in the EU and NATO, said Petro Poroshenko. If a peacekeeping contingent is deployed to Donbas, it must secure control over Ukraine's external border, former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has said at the 14th Yalta European Strategy annual meeting. Kerry added that he found the pace of the Minsk process very frustrating. He said, I quote, in my meetings with Putin in Moscow, we outlined several times ways we thought that Minsk process could have advanced significantly faster and more effectively. And then weeks would go by and there was no meeting, unquote. However, Kerry said that the USA would continue to provide active assistance to Ukraine amid Russian aggression. the 14th annual meeting of the Yalta European Strategy has gathered more than 300 of leading politicians, diplomats, businessmen, civic activists and experts from 34 countries. According to Svetlana Kovalchuk, the executive director of the Yalta European Strategy, the program included lots of plenary sessions and special sections.
Основні теми форуму зосередяться на глобальних питаннях, таких як зрушення у глобальному політичному розподілі сил.
The main topics of the forum were such global issues as a shift in the geopolitical distribution of forces and changes in the global economy. Particular attention was paid to the new US administration's policy, problems of cybersecurity, populism and energy security. The participants discussed the transformations that Ukraine is undergoing and challenges confronting this country. A separate panel discussion focused on Ukrainian reforms and the perception of Ukraine in EU countries, said Svetlana Kovalchuk.
This is Radio Ukraine International and Ukrainian Diary.
The Russian Federation must immediately and unconditionally release the prisoner of conscience Akhtem Chihas, as stated by an international human rights organization Amnesty International Ukraine on Tuesday. Russian occupational authorities are again organizing repressions in Crimea, putting the man behind bars who, according to witnesses and videotape, tried to calm down the crowd in order to prevent violence, said Oksana Pokalchuk, director of Amnesty International Ukraine. On Monday, the Simferopol Supreme Court sentenced the deputy chairman of the Majlis of the Crimean Tatar people, Akhtem Chihas, to 8 years of imprisonment. The court ruled on the ground that he was one of the organizers of the rally in support of Ukraine's integrity near the Parliament of the Autonomous Republic of Crimea on February 26, 2014. Rifat Chubarov, the Majlis head, said the defense of Akhtem Chihas will appeal against the verdict delivered by the Crimean court, which is under the control of the occupational authorities. He also said that the Ukrainian authorities will seek the extradition of Akhtem Chihas. Within 14 months, the occupational authorities had insisted that he was a Russian citizen, according to their obscure laws adopted after the illegal annexation of the Crimean Peninsula. Akhtem Chihas protested and made several public statements, and they referred to international judicial institutions, and he was eventually defined as a citizen of Ukraine by the verdict. This gives us the opportunity to talk about his extradition, said Rifat Chubarov. According to him, the illegal actions against Akhtem Chihas in the annexed Crimea will then allow the European Court of Human Rights to cancel this decision. At the same time, he pointed out that Russia has systematically avoided the compliance with the decisions of this court and called on Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko to raise this matter during his speech at the UN General Assembly session, which kicks off on Tuesday. Yevgenia Andruk, deputy coordinator of the public initiative Crimea SOS, says the defense will seek for international support to release Chihas. The defense plans to appeal the decision in Russian institutions first, and then in the European Court of Human Rights. The European Court has an expedited procedure whereby the court can decide to release Chihas if there was an illegal imprisonment. In addition to international courts, we have other mechanisms left, like diplomatic pressure. And I am sure that there will be a statement from a number of diplomatic stations of other countries. And unfortunately, the traditional methods like sanctions, protests, condemning resolutions from international organizations are probably the only available mechanism at the moment, said Yevgeny Andruk. The EU has already condemned this verdict.
And And with that, we end Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events that took place in this country over the past week.
This is Radio Ukraine International.